Allow myself to hear the sound of the rain on conservatory roof. And I allow myself to settle into my body on the seat. And I allow myself to notice the feelings in me. Which for me this morning are around grief. And for me, the blessing of doing something like this is precisely to be allowed to feel whatever it is that I am feeling. To be with the day that I have, in whatever that brings. And also, it's a both and, to come and be quiet, to come and give myself some caring attention. To have that knowledge that it is possible to feel deeply, whether that feeling be joy, anger, sadness, pain, hunger, longing. And know that it's still, we can come together like this and allow those feelings to flow into us and flow out of us. And life is not ever still entirely. Life is about flow of events, flow of weather, flow of thoughts, flow of feelings. And for me, this way of being allows me to connect to all those things without either having to close down, to hold off, or to collapse or fall apart. And this means of just keeping on coming back to the very ordinary, in one sense, a sense of feeling your feet on the ground, of being aware of texture and temperature, of being aware of breath. Is a means to ground ourselves so that we can feel, not to block it out, not to repress it, but so that we can fully experience our lives, whatever that is. Without either falling over or exploding, and coming back to our breath in this way and just taking one breath after the other. Gives us reassurance that whatever comes at us whatever we are experiencing, we can carry on breathing, we can carry on drawing life into us and breathing life out of us. So just for a minute or two, I'd like you to really allow yourself to breathe consciously, to feel what it is that you're breathing into, what thoughts and feelings, what sensations in your body, and what are you breathing out? And breathing in this way allows me to settle. To settle into myself. To settle into some kind of flow of life. And just allowing yourself to let your senses flow from head to foot, allowing yourself to feel from above the head what's coming into the head, inside the head, behind the eyes, behind your cheekbones, through the jaw, down the spine and into the neck, flowing out over the shoulders, through the arms, into the hands. And then down the spine, all the way to the pelvis, out into the legs, through the knees, the calves, the ankles, feet, and that connection to the floor. And then maybe go under the feet and then allow yourself to go out to the sides and back up to above the head. And this morning, just give yourself a minute or two to connect to this word flow. What does that mean for you? How can you stay in the flow of life? What does it mean to allow thoughts and feelings to flow in you? What images can you bring up to encourage that sense of flow? And as you think about flow, allow yourself to feel into your body where you might feel things getting stuck. What is it that might make something feel stuck? Or closed off? How can you open anything that you notice is closed off and give it safe boundaries or safe channels so you don't feel as though you're opening floodgates to overwhelm yourself? And when you feel ready, allow yourself to let that flow come down from the top of the head, through the head and the spine, to reconnect back to the sitting bones, and the legs and the feet.